We bring in different frequencies from the higher realm. Each week, they have an initial teaching, and then Joel and people online and you in the classroom have an opportunity to interface the Q&A with them. I'm very, very blessed that as a channel, every single frequency, and I channel multiple frequencies, opens the Q&A, which is a blessing because most people who channel, if they're lucky to have one frequency that channels, and our partner in Los Angeles, Jeff Asano, channels Archangel Michael. He channels 14 other frequencies, but that's the only one that will Q&A. So for whatever my soul plan is, maybe it's because I was a journalist, I don't know, but or just a communicator, they do that. What I think is the blessing within that is that it allows an integration of the information because you can ask whatever you're curious about or what you need expanded knowledge in. It helps you integrate what's being said. So I think that's very, very important. The last thing I want to say before I go into trance is that there's nothing I'm doing that's unusual. Every single person on this planet can do and be what I am doing. We're all in a preparation for being multidimensional. If you want a deeper explanation of how that happens or why it happens, you can ask Archangel Gabriel about it. Gabriel is one of the four archangelic forces that are responsible for this particular planet, solar system, and galaxy. He's the informational database in combination with Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. So he's the database dude. Michael's moving us from our minds to our hearts. Raphael, most of you are aware, is about healing. And Uriel is the world teacher of the planet, working with all of the unseen forces on the planet, with the seen forces. Tonight we're going to be focusing on an extraordinary book that Joel wrote, interviewing Archangel Gabriel. And you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I want to just talk a little bit about how it came about. It's kind of funny because I started interviewing Gabriel on April 11, 2003, right here in Fort Lauderdale. The channel Robert Baker was in New York City, and I was down here, and Philip was sitting in the back of the room observing this whole thing. And tonight, Philip is channeling the Archangel Gabriel. It's really kind of interesting what's happened in 13 years. This all started, it'll just be very brief. Philip and I were studying Reiki in Manhattan with a Reiki master by the name of Robert Baker. And Robert is an extraordinary guy, sweet, nice. He used to be the head of the makeup department of the New York City Opera, but he had no affectations whatsoever. And we were studying Reiki, and someone in the class, we didn't hear this from Robert, told us that Robert channeled the Archangel Gabriel. Now, as I've told many people, I was raised a nice little Catholic boy. I had no idea what that meant, and I was very suspicious and cynical. And, you know, what kind of evil forces are at work here, this kind of thing. So, but Philip and I went, Robert had sessions every Sunday, and Philip and I went to the first one, and I don't know what Philip's impression was, but I was totally blown away. My first, the first thing I was doing was to question, is Robert faking this? Because, his eyes were closed, and the spirit was speaking through him. And but for like 2 hours of sustained material, I didn't. If you read the book, you can see what he talked about. I didn't find it a very rewarding evening the first because there was a lot of what is often called conspiracy theory discussions about the powers that be in the earth that were not. We don't really have the democratic societies we thought we did, and all the rest of it. But Philip and I kept on going on Sunday evenings. And it was Philip's idea, really. He kept on saying to me, why don't you interview Gabriel and write a book? And I proposed the idea to Robert at some point, and he said, well, let me think about it. And meanwhile, Philip and I came down here to spend the winter. This was in the winter of 2002-2003.
Taking all of Arlene Bunk's classes.
Yeah.
It was the anchor of being right here. We came down here for sunshine, and all of a sudden we realized, hey, what are we doing here? And we discovered the center, and extraordinary teachings of religious science and what Arlene was doing really became my spiritual home.
Well, I showed Arlene. Arlene was the first person who saw the manuscript. I didn't know what to think of this material. I wasn't sure how anybody would respond to it. You were very positive about it. So at any rate, the book came out in 2008, and I think it was sort of Philip's idea again that it's been 7 years since the book came out. Since then, Robert Baker has passed away. He died 2 years ago. He was only in his late 60s, and he was a dear friend, and we're it was painful to have him go. And the extraordinary thing is that among the ensemble of spiritual entities that Philip channels, Archangel Gabriel is one of them. And so what he suggested, or we discussed together, was that I begin by asking some questions of Gabriel that have to do with some of the things that were in the book. So for about the first 45 minutes, I'm going to be asking Gabriel questions relating to some of the subjects in the book. And it's just a fraction of them, because there must be 150 subjects that are covered in this book. I just pulled out a few of them that were relevant to me. If I'm asking a question about anything that you want to ask a question about, if you keep it on topic, because after about 45 minutes, I'll be completed, and then you folks can ask anything you want. I just don't want a lot of extraneous things coming into the interview, if you don't mind. So give me about 45 minutes to cover what I wanted to cover. And I sort of have a list of questions that I may or may not adhere to too closely. And then we'll open up to all.
Yeah. Joe and I also do a radio show on Fridays, which continues as we connect with different frequencies, and then we see the news, the current events of the day or the week or whatever, and then the fifth dimensional entities, they put that into a 5D perspective. There's one final thing I want to acknowledge before we go into the Lord's only trance, is that Arlene allows this to take place, that she has the courage, that she has the openness, that she has the aspect of her divine plan to support this. There would be many spiritual religious, even in New Thought. I know all of the New Thought leaders in this country. There are very few of them that have her open-mindedness, her tenacity, her spirit to say, hey, it's diverse, let's bring it in, let's look at it, let's use our resonance, let's use our discernment. And so this is our spiritual home as a result of that. It allows us also to financially support the center. These are love offerings, and then that helps support the center as well as the Engineers Network. One last thing, everyone knows about the passing of Sam's daughter, so we're going to be having a memorial service, which again, the generosity of Dr. Arlene and her staff. We are asking for donations to the center in lieu of any flowers or any other capacity to really help this extraordinary center to continue to flourish.
And when is that?
That's Saturday at 2:30, December 19th.
So it's a week from this Saturday.
It's a week from this Saturday. So
2:30 here.
2:30 here. Yeah. So we would really like to support Sam's family. This is a very challenging time, and also have it be a way to really support the center as well.
So are we ready? We're ready.
Greetings, beloved humans, being human on planet Earth. We come to you from the archangelic realm of Gabriel, in concert with all of the archangelic forces that have been here long before you came to this planet, dear ones. Many of you came from other galaxies, other solar systems, so many a millennia ago, in a state of formlessness, dear ones. For formlessness is your true state of being. You signed what has been called a human contract, to be human, to come down into density, to learn what you needed to learn through density in order to return to the format from which you came. That, dear ones, is a cycle of creation within the universe. You have had many challenges and many evolutions and advances with various civilizations that we of the archangelic realm have been supporting you within, knowing that we cannot interfere with your freedom of choice and your freedom of will. We have worked with the Lemurian, the Atlantean cultures, which are now within your inner Earth frequencies, as well as the 12 star realms that seeded your planet. Your humanity began as 12 individuals representing each of those star systems, dear one. And each star system had a gift, had a responsibility, if you will, to bring into this frequency that you call Mother Gaia, that you call planet Earth. The purpose, the meaning, and value of this particular planet, which is affecting all of creation, is to learn to love. Knowing that love is the building block, the glue, the electromagnetic energy that allows all manifestation. So the forces of these 12 star systems in concert with your formlessness from various aspects of the cosmos came together and agreed upon coming down to this density of the emotions and thoughts and physicality to experience it all that you have experienced. Much of your history, much of your true history has been concealed from you through the manipulation of your histories and your religions and your governments. But you are reaching a point of dispensation of this particular planet where the truth is going to be made to you. Tonight, as has been explained to you, we're going to be going through some basic concepts that have been presented to humanity several of your Earth years ago. But before we start that process, we wish you know, no matter how things appear on the outside, the process of you evolving to a higher frequency of existence through something called ascension, which is your divine destiny, is in place. It is a process of inside out. As many of you are aware, your planet is returning to a body of light. It affects becoming a star. And that is the evolutionary path of all planets within creation. There are hundreds and trillions of planets, galaxies, and solar systems which we visit. And you also have the capacity to visit through your resonance, your discernment, and your intuition, dear ones. You're all within the process, within this final cycle of ascension within the planet, your final 2,000-year cycle, which began in year 2012, to become the multidimensional beings that you are, to recapture who you truly are, which has been kept from you for millennia. It has been kept to you by various religions and governments that have attempted to control you through controlling the many. But in your vernacular, the gig is up on this. And no matter how things appear within the clearing and cleansing process, it is a process of inside out through the relationship of self, dear ones. Self being a reflection of all that there is. Yourself, myself, self. That is the true meaning of self. So through self, through being self, through the relationship of self, through self-mastery, you are evolving individually, which affects the collective. So no matter how things may appear within the upheaval within your planet that you are constantly bombarded and aware of through the communication, the transportation which has been gifted to you from the higher realms from which we come, you're very much aware of the disturbances on your planet. Dear ones, it's not any worse than it's ever been. It just appears so. In your past, you were not aware of many of these things because of the lack of communication and transportation. You have many events taking place. It is more or less what you might call a test to see if you can maintain and sustain and make a priority, become a proxy, if you will, for the ascension process yourself within your individuated format. The good news is that every aspect of information within creation is now available to you through your own individuated gifts or through channels such as who we are coming through at this time and thousands like this individual. You have the inner earth civilizations, you have the ascended archangels, you have the angels, you have the star realms, you have the ascended masters, dear one, who were once human walking on the surface of the planet as you do now, who are your pathways, your way showers of the process of moving into a higher frequency of existence. It's all about vibration. It's all about frequency, which you're in the process of rediscovering. You have mastered these sciences, if you will, these cosmic sciences in your past, advanced civilizations, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egyptian, early Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others. And they were taken away from you as a result of the abuse of the power that was given to you. within this final cycle of the ascension process of the planet, thus everything within and upon the body of the planet, what is being sought at this time is a permanent healing, dear one, which will be decidedly different from your past golden ages as you create this final seventh golden age. The reason for that is because you are in the process of returning back to life through the vehicle of love, which created you originally. Again, your true state is formlessness. You have decided and created the density of yourself as a divine experiment that we love to call the love adversity of Earth in order to learn how to be love, to know that you came from love, to know that you are loved, that you are never alone, and that you are lovable. In spite of all the permutations of that misinformation of being otherwise. So let us begin the Q&A of this, going through various topics that we have discussed in the past, that we will bring you some up-to-date information on this and elaborate on it, if you will. And then we would like to open it up to any personal or collective questions or clarifications that you have at this time, dear one. How may we assist you?
Thank you, Gabriel, for joining us.
You're welcome, dear one.
A lot of folks here have never been exposed to you before. This is a real treat. You already touched on a few of the things I was going to ask about, so apologize for the redundancies here.
Dear one, you learn through repetition in your frequency.
God knows. Sure. The first thing I wanted to ask about, you know, we're going to be talking about the Second Coming, of course, and you were channeled by Robert Baker. The first question that occurred to me is, how will the energy of Gabriel coming through Philip be different from the energy of Gabriel that came through Robert?
The most important thing to understand about channeling, dear ones, is that first and foremost, the channel chooses within their individuated soul plan and then they are chosen. So whatever frequency an individual is connecting with, it is for their highest good first and foremost. It is something within their divine plan that needs to take place and that they're choosing to take place. In the case of this individuated soul and the choice of being chosen, it has to do with the dissemination of information within the process, the personal process of being human. So the frequency that this particular channel connects with is different. It is at another level of frequency than other divine souls who channel this frequency. And there are other channels in addition to the divine soul that you mentioned, dear one. So it is an individuated frequency connection that has to do with the individuated soul plan of each individual. Does that help you, dear one?
Does it influence the information that's coming through?
It influences the basic information, not the truth of the information itself, having to do with the individuated soul plan.
I want to start out by asking a little bit about the 2,000-year age that we have just entered into. You referred to it in some of your opening comments. And, of course, the subtitle of the book is The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims the New Age, and that's what Gabriel was saying, that we are... we've just begun a new age of the spiritual unity of mankind. And you told us in the book that it really started off with a vast explosion when the Shoemaker-Levy comet hit Saturn in 1994. You said that it represented the birth of this millennium of the Christ consciousness in our solar system. And you said that it would reverberate throughout the solar system. This is 13 years later. What impact have all those vibrations had on the solar system and Earth specifically?
So let's define exactly what Christ consciousness means, dear one. Since it has the word Christ, it's gotten confused with some of your organized religion. Christ is soul. Soul, dear one. Consciousness is your awakening. So what is happening at this particular time is the awakening of your soul, the awakening of your eternal essence. So these cosmic events that took place with one particular planet within your solar system and a particular comet within it, it activated a DNA formulation within your solar system, but did not confine itself to this solar system at all. It ratcheted out into the entire galaxy, your so-called Milky Way, and in other galaxies and solar systems beyond. But you're in the process of remembering and learning, dear ones, that every emotion, that every thought that you have, every action that you take is a result of your emotions and thoughts, is experienced throughout creation. Since it is energy, it has no timeline, it has no barriers of distance. It continues forever. Does that help you, dear ones?
You said that we were leaving the age of Pisces and we were moving into the age of Aquarius, and that whereas the age of Pisces was dominated by the sixth ray of consciousness, which created separation, and we're in this new age now, the seventh ray, and the second ray that brings consciousness together in unity. Is that correct?
That's correct. And those numbers, if you will, have to do with your chakras, which have to do with the reflections of the star system, the seat of the planet. They also affect what has been called your junk DNA, your spiritual DNA, which are also in the process of being reactivated, which have been shut down through various causes in the past, abuses of power largely, but in the process of all being activated, and these events of 6th, 7th, or 8th, or so on, are activating these chakras and the DNA elements, which is allowing you to more fully embrace the concept of being multidimensional. In effect, you already are. Here you are residing within 3D through your emotions, your thoughts, and your bodies. When you go to sleep or you enter so-called death, you enter the fourth dimension, what you call the psychic and the astral, which is the disembodied reflection of this reality. And beyond that, the fifth, and so on. So in effect, you're already experiencing it. You're just less conscious of it. Does that help you do it?
It's my impression that we are experiencing a terrific raising in consciousness, although we can't always tell that that's so, and I'll just give an example of it. I was just reading one of Shirley MacLaine's books that was written in 1987, and she was talking about a lot of things that were considered to be radical then. And now, how many years later is that? 87, 97, almost 30 years later, it's commonplace. So we are getting a terrific uptick in consciousness, aren't we?
Dear ones, we have sent many, many messengers to you throughout your histories. You have not believed most of them. You have killed many of them, shut them down by the controlling forces within your planet. This divine soul you're experiencing is one of many. As a result of her celebrity, she chose and was chosen to begin to, in your vernacular, to break the ice.
Well, the point I was making is that the ice needs to be broken. A lot of what was revolutionary 30 years ago seems to be fairly commonplace now. That's my observation.
The ice is broken. The crust of the planet is broken. The electromagnetic fields around the planet are broken. It is all open. Your hearts are within the process of being broken by certain events. Many of you are experiencing a breakdown in order to have a breakthrough as a process of creation. I'm allowing you to move into your ascension process. Yourself, master yourself, moving into a higher vibratory frequency of consciousness. For the density and the intention to harm will not be allowed in the higher frequencies. There are many advanced civilizations waiting to communicate with you. There's a barrier around this particular planet which will not allow any alien advanced civilization from other worlds to harm you, dear ones. As soon as you reach a point of evolution where these civilizations do not fear your attempt to destroy them or to misunderstand them, you will have a connection with these advanced civilizations as well as the civilizations within the core of your planet, which are here to assist you. They're here to help repair your planet, your own personal health, and to gift you with technologies that will amaze and delight you.
Well, having said that we're experiencing all kinds of higher consciousness, when I was looking at some of our discussions in 2003, I was making observations about the political divisions in the United States. Well, look what we have today, all the religious violence, the conflicts, the terrorism, and nothing, it doesn't seem to be any better at all. It seems to be worse in some ways.
It appears worse, but as we said earlier in our opening statement, dear one, it is not. It has actually been worse than your past. You're aware of it because of your cyberspace, your Ethernet, which was gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel. This was to free you from the confines and the control of your 3D media, dear one. But what has happened, which is not unusual with human behavior, it has been commandeered, it has been corrupted, and is a process of being misused. But having said that, it is still allowing you to have an instantaneous database of information, which has actually become an addiction. The cyberspace, the Ethernet technologies were gifted to you to bring you together, and actually, in some cases, is actually experiencing and creating a form of separation, duality through the addiction, through the technology itself. It's actually separating you and preventing your ability, particularly in your youth, to communicate effectively and to create intimacy among themselves.
I don't think any of us remember presidential candidates saying some of the things that we're hearing today, where they're building walls between countries, they're trying to bar the immigration of Muslims into the United States, and they're trying to keep immigrants from Syria and other countries. What would you comment about all that?
Dear ones, you chose and you came to this planet to be human. This miraculous concept of the human contract, one of the tools that you agreed to learn, how to learn, what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, what you need to learn, is learning through what is not, what is. You're in the process of learning what is through what is not. Light equals darkness. Male equals female. Problem equals solution. Separation equals unity. They are all aspects of the same aspects of creation. They are simply ways, and you're being human. You have chosen to learn what you need to learn, when you need to learn it, where you need to learn it, how you need to learn it. So when these individuals come up within your history, and this is not the first time, you had many similar individuals come up, even in your recent recorded history. You can examine this and compare it, the knowledge you have from the past, actually within your last 100 earth years, and say to yourself, or not, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, I shall take this knowledge of what has happened in the past, this applied knowledge, and I will convert it into wisdom. That's exactly what we do in the higher realms, dear ones. And our so-called leaders, or our council heads, are not allowed to be in any position of leadership without applying wisdom. What you're in the process of experiencing is refusing to apply what you already know. You sort of, in your vernacular, have figured out that war doesn't work. So you're finding other ways to continue war without the way you've been doing it in the past. It would be an example that we would bring up to you. But none of this actually works. And the reason none of it works, dear ones, is because you cannot control what you did not create. You cannot control what you have not created, dear ones. That is the folly of humanity. Through your fear, doubt, and your ignorance, for the process of still allowing the few to control the many, when in effect, they cannot control anything. So we ask you, within your relationship with self, with the divine soul who created the philosophy and teachings of the center with which you are within right now, to ask yourself, are we willing to self-empower ourselves to remember who we are and why we are here, divine spiritual beings having a human experience, and prevent our power from being given away? You can make another choice, dear ones. You always have been able to. So what within the relationship with self, not being good enough, not being worthy enough, has caused this so-called control of others, the few to the many. the most obvious foundation within that, which is creating much of your bigotry and your separation and your confrontation, is the imbalance of the masculine and feminine energies, dear one. These are not just about your genitals or the sexual activities you may perform. These are two divine energies which balance the entire universe, all forces of cosmic creation. Well, what you have done and allowed with the feminine energy, you have allowed it to be subjugated by the masculine energy, and there are forces even to attempt it to go back even further in the subjugation of that. You will not advance as a species. You will not join us, dear ones, in the higher realms of consciousness without equality, harmony, and balance. Write it down, dear ones. Where is there equality in your world? Where is there harmony? Where is there balance? And what are the forces that are preventing it? It is your relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is. Does that help you do it?
Yeah, this question sort of relates to the answer you just gave, because you told us that the United States was divinely inspired, that it was to provide a place where mankind could experience spiritual freedom and the free expression of the individual being. And you said that the United States was to be the new Jerusalem, and one indication of that was that the three central letters of the word Jerusalem are USA. That really struck me very powerfully when I saw that. But you also said that our mission was being distorted because the concentrations of wealth and power were undermining the influence of the individual. And you were just talking about the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine. We know about how corporate and other institutions are really controlling our economy and our politics and all aspects of our culture.
So, and it's being temporarily impeded. But there is no human activity can stop the force of ascension. The United States, what you're called the United States, was founded upon principles dictated, if you will, from the Ascended Masters, particularly Saint Germain, and we are the Archangelic Realms, in concert, the Council of Twelve within the core of your planet. These individuals, through these higher realms, looked at all of the tyranny of the past, of your recorded past, and some have the ability to look beyond that, and to create some doctrines, some divine doctrines, if you will, that would lay a pathway, an energetic vortex, a portal, if you will, to this new world paradigm, moving from me to we consciousness. That seed, that seeded intuition, dear ones, is firmly planted within your United States. It is the destiny of this particular planet to assist in leading the world into creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance through the healed relationship with self that will mirror out into world service, solaristic service, galactic service, and beyond. We ask you, if you so choose, to look at these doctrines. Look at them carefully. Read them carefully. Connect with the energetic uploads that are within them. Study the individuals who receive them, such as the channel we're coming through now, and make a decision whether these are worth preserving or not. They were gifted. We gifted the Islam world with the Quran. We dictated it to your Muhammad. We watched the distortion of those teachings to the Prophet Muhammad. And our hearts are heavy with the distortion of what is taking place. But again, it is an opportunity for you to make another choice by examining and looking at what is not through what is. It is actually an opportunity to choose the united field rather than one of duality, separation, leading to confrontation. Your vernacular, dear ones, it's all coming up for grabs. And billions of you, more than ever before, are on the surface of this planet to experience this. Some of you consciously, some of you unconsciously. Many of you know exactly what's going on. Many of you are trying to prevent what's going on from going on. And many of you have no idea what's going on. There's your third, a third, a third. Now the pie is split up. Those within our earshot at this time, we think you know which third you are. You've chosen to be a part of this process of creating a new paradigm. Again, that begins with self, the healed self, moving into world service. Realizing that diversity is simply an expression of all that there is. That your planet is a laboratory of all of the expressions of life within the cosmos. And dear ones, there's many life forms on your planet that you haven't even discovered yet. When the microscope was given to you, all of a sudden you realized there was an unseen world that you hadn't seen, and it opened up something else. Your dear ones, the grand is opening up, but the unseen is yet to come for many of you. You will connect with we of the archangelic realms and the inner earth and the star realms, the intergalactic federation. You all have that ability within you right now. You have been taught otherwise. But it is the mission of channels such as we are coming through and many like this divine soul to assist you within that process. The facility within you now has chosen as part of its soul plan to be a part of that. You're all joining hands and hearts in a community to assist and support, love and support one another through all the trials and tribulations of being human. Humans are simply tools that you have chosen to learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it. There's no need to be victim. Take responsibility for the choices that you have made in being human, and through being responsible, you will free yourself from victimhood. You will free yourself from a lower vibratory existence of lack and limitation. You will free yourself from the confines of the few controlling the many by simply stepping forward and beginning with one first, then two, then three, then many more. You're not here by accident. You're not here by coincidence. But you are here by synchronicity. That you chose to be in this particular country at this particular time. The mission will be led by the Western feminine energy, dear one. The feminine energy which allows creation on your particular planet, bringing human life into form. And you have the audacity to subjugate it, thereby reflecting the lack of love of self. That this particular energy is not honored. It's not seen truly in equality and balance with the masculine energy. That has been subjugated, commandeered. This imbalance is the foundation of all of your prejudice, your bias, your separation, your bigotry, your hatred of one another. So we ask you to begin, if you so choose, in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, to look at this imbalance within the masculine and feminine energy. And if you so choose to make another choice, we of the higher realms, dear ones, have no desire, nor are we allowed to interfere with your process. And you will be in process, dear ones, as long as you're in this 3D. Many of you have made a conscious decision to leave it. You're being given the tools and the pathways to be able to do so for those of you who so choose. Some of you will do it in this lifetime. Some of you will do it in the next. Some of you will take this 2,000-year cycle. Those of you who choose not to ascend to a higher reality of existence, you will not be here, dear one. You will be given the opportunity to do it in another galaxy, in another solar system. two ones, many of you are not from this planet. You have had many, many lifetimes on other planets in other galaxies. Some of you, this is your first time here. Some of you, you have been here many times before. You're beginning to be able to access this reality of your history, if you will. And through the applied knowledge of that history, move it into wisdom. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, I just want to briefly ask, and let's just treat this briefly if we can, two things. You brought up two things that I was going to ask you about anyway. You mentioned, I just wanted to clarify the third thing you said about how mankind's breaking down into thirds. One third that is leading the world forward into unity, one third that's trying to block that progress, and the third that is in between, and you said are leaving the planet. So could you just clarify what
no,
you
said? No, dear ones, they have no idea what's going on.
They have no idea what's going on.
Have no idea. So your evaluation is correct. The third, the third, the third. The question you ask yourself, dear ones, is which third are you?
And what third are our political leaders that we are choosing to lead us?
But actually, dear ones, as we take a current measurement, that third has increased exponentially.
Which third?
The third that wishes to affect the shift and the
good
change.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Here one, since your media focuses on the negative rather than the positive, we are here to bring you the good news at this time. It's working.
Fabulous. Now, you inspired the Quran, correct?
Yes, dear one.
And you alluded to the distortions in Muhammad's teachings by the radical Islamists. They're claiming that Muhammad gave them permission to kill the infidels, etc. What is the truth of what Muhammad taught?
Dear ones, these individuals are not Muslims. They have nothing to do with Islam. They are paid mercenaries that are financed by the United States, by Israel, and other organizations, through the few controlling the many. Take a look at your pictures of these individuals, dear ones. Have you ever noticed the beheadings are taking place in American prison uniforms? Have you noticed that the weapons and the vehicles that they drive are American? Have you noticed that their bombs are American, dear ones? They're commandeering and being fed through underground financial system, which is perpetuating the chaos and the separation within your world today. This is an old trick that the few control the many have done for millennia, whether it's September 11th, whether it's World War II, World War I. Let's keep them in conflict. Let's keep them hidden and confused and in chaos is exactly what's going on. The forces that control the monetary system within your planet, and always follow the money, dear ones, if you can, have no national boundaries. Does that help you?
Yes, you touched on a couple of things I was going to ask, so I won't ask them. I just want to step back for a minute. The date December 12, 2012 represented the end of a 26,000-year cycle. Is that correct?
No, dear one. It represents the end of the final 2,000-year cycle. Let us explain. Your planet is set up within 26,000-year cycles. Within the 26,000-year Earth cycles, there are 2,000 sub-cycles. So we ask you, what happened 2,000 years ago? You had the reintroduction of this concept of Christ consciousness, soul awakening, as an aspect of the essential process of the planet, that everything within and upon the planet take place. That was the pathway, the vortex, the portal, if you will, of the ascension process. There were cosmic events taking place that we have discussed within your solar system and beyond that are also taking place. As many of you are aware, even recently within your last lunar eclipse, there was another energetic boost that was taking place. All of these are aspects of this final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet returning to life. Your bodies are within the process of moving from a dense carbon-based reality, which many of you are aware of, into a crystalline state. you're having children born that are already largely within their chakras and their spiritual DNA within those crystalline states. That's why you call them crystalline children, supporting other children called rainbows and indigos. So all of it is in process, in spite of how your media or current events may attempt to keep you in a state of confusion. Does that help you do it?
So what effect is that having on us moving from the carbon-based to the crystalline bodies?
It's allowing you to lose the density of being human, moving closer into the formless format that you originated this planet within. The cycle creation is one of love and light, moving into density through the manipulation of the energy through vibratory forces, through manifestation, and being formless beings making a decision to go in certain dense formats. In your case, on this particular planet, is a humanoid format. But even within your own galaxy, there are many expressions other than humanoid moving from light, crystalline base, formatting into density. It is a cycle of creation. It is a cycle of creation expressing and experiencing itself. In your vernacular, it is God experiencing itself, source, all that there is. Does that help you do it?
Yes, okay, I'm going to pull it back from the cosmic and just ask two last questions that have to do with, well, one is very much a hot button issue. We recently had some shootings in Colorado around it. The whole question of abortion, many people see that as killing children. What is the spiritual perspective on abortions?
Dear ones, on this particular planet, you have been gifted something called a freedom of choice or freedom of will. This does not take place on all planets and all solar systems and in all galaxies. There are many systems that are set up that experience creation directly. But as a part of the human contract that you signed on to, you've decided to experience it otherwise through something called freedom of choice and freedom of will. Now, you can make what you might call a lot of mistakes. But within the freedom of choice and freedom of will, dear one, there is no right or wrong. Right equals wrong. Wrong equals right. So from the perspective of the higher realms, there is no right or wrong in an individual making the decision to have an abortion or not have an abortion. It is something that the individual will choose and will experience the consequences of that decision, be they negative or be they positive. Does that help you do it?
What do you mean they will experience the consequences, be it negative or positive? I'm not...
Depending on the configuration of the soul plan of the individual, they will experience what they need to experience as a result of the decision, the choice that they made through their freedom of choice and freedom of will to advance themselves or not. The point, which is very difficult for the human mind to comprehend, dear one, is there is no right or wrong in that. So you have individuals creating separation, duality, through saying, this is wrong, this is right, rather than allowing the individual or allowing cosmic consequences to come into play whether something is going to happen or not. Does that help you?
Yes. And the last question is a very raw one here. It's a question of suicide. Could you please shed some light on that experience of a soul choosing to leave the third dimension? I'm asking about suicide and the spiritual perspective on that.
Dear ones, again, it is a matter of freedom of choice and freedom of will. Again, there's not a judgment or a shaming or a blaming or a right or wrong on the decision that an individual may make. But we will make these observations. Most often, when an individual takes their own life, it is a result of some form of anger or rage and thrashing out, that can express itself or its unexpressed ray through what you call depression, that will create a atmosphere of hopelessness. It will create an atmosphere of being alone. Dear ones, none of you are alone. None of you have ever been alone, and none of you ever will be alone. The higher realms have always been here and always will be here to support you. In order for these individuals to take their own physical lives, it is the only way they can experience the reconnection to that beingness and connection to all that there is. Through their wounds and their ego defenses, they're not capable of making that connection in this lifetime, so they choose, if you will, to leave the frequency of 3D. Now, having said this, there is a karmic consequence for that. That will be determined on an individuated basis by each individual, and the circumstances will be reviewed as to whether the person needs repeated incarnational cycles to help balance the one that was taken or not. Does that help you, dear one?
Does the spiritual entity itself make that decision about what the karmic consequences?
In concert with other spiritual guides, dear one. In concert with other spiritual guides. What the individual realizes, for most people who create what you call suicide, it's really done through ignorance and fear. They are under the impression that whatever the problem was or is will simply go away by taking your life. That is not the case. What you experience immediately after you destroy your physical life is a disembodied version of your life. You're still having the same feelings and the same thinking that you had prior to having a body, but what complicates the situation is you no longer have a physical body to assist you in the process. That's where the setting back can come from, depending on the individual. Does that help you, dear one?
So what kind of help is, I mean, that sounds like a nightmare. What kind of spiritual help can an entity get to deal with that?
The entity, the individual, the soul of the individual is immediately surrounded in a loving, embracing form of compassion, acceptance and compassion, thus forgiveness for the choice that is made. What is revealed to the individual is how other choices can be made in the future and additional incarnational cycles, which there will be several of as a result of the event.
Well, I could ask 100 more questions, but let's open it up to our audience. Who would like to speak to Gabriel and ask a question?
I have one question while we're on the phone. And if you have a question, you can come and sit in the chair here. We'll move the phone over there. My question, Gabriel, is could you please expand on the significance of the fact that there are 12 of us in this room this evening?
Dear ones, once you are in the process that you raise your sensitivity and your intuition during this ascension process, you're becoming very aware of synchronicity. It is a pathway and an indication, a signpost, if you will, that you are on the right path. We'd like to ask you, dear one, since you pointed it out and you counted the number of people in the room, what does it represent for you?
Well, the thought occurred to me that we may each be representing a star system.
As they say in the vernacular, bingo.
So thank you all for coming to represent your star system.
Okay, we have Harvey here.
I have a million and one questions, but I'm not even quite sure where to start. I guess the most obvious one would be, do you know who I am that's asking the questions?
Dear one, we have known you since the beginning of what you call time. We are able to go into your life configuration body and read every aspect of the experience that you had in formlessness and in.
That's pretty all-encompassing. The immediate issue that I'm working with and just written a book about has to do with the transformation of our present world view of you or me, with its assumptions of disconnection and shortages, to the possible worldview of you and me, the world of unity, the world of cooperation, we're all one. And there's a hint of what I read in the first chapter of this book, in which you speak about how embedded the institutions are in our present paradigm. So my question really is, can we transform from you or me to you and me, the world of unity, without enormous disruption? And I guess what I'm really asking is there a cosmic law that says transformation is preceded necessarily by crisis?
Crisis, chaos, is frequency, an essential aspect of creation. Again, is it a way that humanity sees in the crisis? It actually takes place within the universe itself. When you look at exploding suns, exploding stars, what can appear to be an aggressive, bombastic universe, you're really seeing what appears to be chaos or crisis in action, which is really the birthing of creation. But what we wish to point out to you, dear one, supporting your first question of, do you really know me? Are you aware that the endeavor that you have embarked upon is an essential aspect of the ascension process of the planet and humanity itself?
Yes, pretty much.
For what you have decided to do at this juncture in your incarnational cycle, in your chronology, if you will, is really to reveal once and for all, dear one, who you are and why you are here. Have you not?
Yes. In a word. Yeah. This is why I came.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to make a damn bit of difference.
Remember one thing, dear one, with that statement. The power of your words, fear, doubt, and ignorance will prevent any manifestation. So we caution you and all those in our earshot to remember the power of the impeccability of your words. It is the greatest gift we gave you of being human. Prior to coming to this particular planet, dear ones, you did not have words. You would communicate what you would call telepathic connection. You would look into each other's eyes or just come into each other's presence, and you knew what each other was thinking through various processes, which is the whole teaching within itself, which we can do at another time. Words and language was created. But right now, your verbal and your written word is one of the most powerful tools that you have. The word still has within it and behind it and through it the power of manifestation. That's why you're being taught to focus upon the impeccability, authenticity, the transparency of your word. If what you said is your truth, that this is the reason that I'm here, then we ask you, why would you doubt it?
I'm afraid I get caught up in a figure of speech, because I know that who I am is word, who I am is my word. And I got caught up in a figure of speech, and it's not appropriate what I said.
Very good. Stand in your power.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I did. Question.
Is there anybody online?
Anybody else care for answer a question?
So, dear one, you ponder whether you have a question for Gabriel or not, or whether you even believe that we are Gabriel, dear one. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have chosen to be here at this particular time. What matters is you have decided to embark upon a deep investigation of yourself. Again, self being all that there is. You will use your own resonance, how you feel about it through your heart, your own discernment, how you think about it through your mind, whether what's being said here works for you or not. We don't care one way or the other, quite frankly. It's up to you, through your own resonance and discernment. Throughout the history of this planet, and even in pre-recorded history of this planet, we have come to you many, many, many times with many, many messengers and tools. But again, what makes this a unique opportunity for you, dear ones, is the timeline. There would not be another 26,000 years on this particular planet. By having this information, by understanding the timeline, by understanding what is taking place, that can or cannot assist you in making decisions and choices through your free will. That within itself is consciousness. That within itself is awareness. You're in the process of truly understanding who you are, truly understanding through your talents and gifts why you are here, and how to apply that by supporting yourself, which allows you to support others, dear one. Creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance that allow you to love and support one another by asking each of you, what do you need? What are you feeling? What needs to be released and healed from past and present lives? Because, dear one, is that it's all coming up for review at this time. You may be experiencing emotions and thoughts or deja vus or dreams, and you cannot figure out where they're coming from. They will be coming from the past. A lot of your lack of trust of self and one another comes from the abuses of the past, dear ones. You have been manipulated by advanced civilizations of the past. This is true, dear ones. What we wish for you to know is this Christ consciousness season, as this energy comes up from the core of the earth and descends from above, above and below, as above, so below, comes in at this time, that you are protected. There are advanced civilizations all around this planet that will prevent any harm coming to this world. The harm, dear ones, exists within your world itself. It exists within yourself. These advanced civilizations that are protecting you, including we of the archangelic realms, the star realms that seated you, the ascended master, the inner civilizations, are waiting for you to choose to heal this relationship with self so that we may join in this united, unified field of we consciousness, dear ones. Many of you are writing about this. You're describing the importanceship of elder. What is elder? Elder is applied knowledge into wisdom because of the experience. If we take you into the cosmic libraries of the universe and we sit you before the crystal formats of all that there is to the cave of antiquities or the Akashic records, dear ones, anything that you ask for, you will directly experience what that is. If you examine your last world war, you will experience every death that took place. You will experience something like nuclear energy, which comes from love, being manipulated into something that can kill, and you will experience how that energy feels, realizing that that energy is a conscious living being, dear ones. We have one final question to ask you, dear ones. How do you think all that there is feels about your progress? How would you grade your progress as a species? If it's not all that you believe or think that it can be, you can make another choice, beginning with yourself. the teachings that come to this very center itself are a foundation, an amalgamation of many of the spiritual and religious philosophies of this particular planet. By one ascended master who came down to earth to gather them all together for you, dear ones. All about self. Self being all that there is the vehicle that you have chosen to learn from. So as we take our leave of you at this time, unless you have final or other questions, remember within this Christ consciousness season, the energy is coming up from the core of the earth and from above into you. During this in-breath season of your winter, followed by your out-breath season of spring, to support the energy you need for this process of ascension. What are your questions, dear one?
I'm not sure how to put this into a question, but I'm understanding that previously we have been told that focused consciousness equals energy. And the more that we focus our consciousness on that energy increases any of the situations that are in place. So I'm wondering if you might be able to give us some tools or some ideas of how we could stop that energy or impair that energy that's in place.
You cannot stop the energy. What you can shift and change is the consciousness is affecting how the energy is manifested. You're given, dear ones, a lifetime of energy in each incarnational cycle. How you choose to be and do with that energy is your freedom of choice and freedom of will through your consciousness or your lack of it. Does that help you, dear ones?
Okay, so I just want to clarify when we're talking about certain situations within our world, we're increasing those situations and allowing them to continue. Is that correct?
Dear one, through your emotions and thoughts, being human, you are creating all of your reality through how the energy is affected. As many of you know, your emotions and thoughts even create your weather patterns. They're stored in your atmosphere, move out into the solar system, and even affect other planets and other solar systems within your galaxy. You're beginning to understand the mastery of energy, dear one, that you are condensed energy, that you have chose in your original formless state of energetic beingness to come into the density of being human. Does that help you, dear one?
Okay, so let me just ask one final question. So if enough of us stop focusing our energy on these situations that appear to us to be wrong or bad, these situations will cease to exist?
You're fueling the situations by the emotions and thoughts which creates words which create actions that perpetuate the events. Yes, dear one.
Thank you.
You referred to the fact that we're coming into the Christ consciousness season. And Saturday is 12-12-2015. Is there a significance to the 12-12 date?
12 is a very significant number, dear ones, in humanity. There were 12 of us that assisted in bringing humanity to this particular planet from other galaxies. There were 12 star systems united in that. There was a council of 12 in the inner earth that participated. Creation is often set up in systems of 12. You have 12 within your zodiac. You have 12 months in your year. It's a sacred number, dear one.
Is there a special energy that comes to bear on mankind and during this period?
The Christ consciousness and the I am presence, dear one.
Can I ask you to be more specific? Because I'm not sure everybody knows what that means.
The one we have redefined the Christ consciousness multiple times tonight. Christ meaning soul, consciousness meaning awakening, the awakening of your soul. So we ask you, through the phrase, I am, in your religion, some of your humans ask God, who are you? And the recorded response, which isn't actually correct, or the response that's been recorded is, I am that I am. So we ask you with the phrase I am, which is the state of beingness, your verb to be, how would you finish the sentence, I am? Silently answer that. I am. I am Archangel Gabriel. I come to you to be a bearer of light and truth, to assist you in awakening your souls into who you truly are and why you are here. I am committed to this responsibility. I am love. I am an important aspect, an essential aspect of creation, assisting you. Answer the question, dear one, I am. And feel the power and the intention of that. I am is your higher self. I am is your connection to all that there is through your soul awakening. I am is who you truly are. In reality, dear ones, no matter how things may appear, you cannot be anything else but I am. Here's the folly of humanity. We await your awakening. You will join forces with advanced civilizations within this planet and around it that will amaze and delight you. There will be technologies gifted to you that will repair the harm that you have done to your Mother Earth, who is a conscious living being. Each planet, dear one, in creation comes from a conscious being who has agreed to seat herself within a specific planet to maintain and sustain that planet for the evolutionary path of not only the planet, but all the diversified life forms upon and within that particular planet. You will be given the knowledge and the wisdom of how those creation beings actually come into being and encapsulate themselves into something called a planet. You will begin to understand the true majesty of creation, dear ones. All of this awaits you through the healing of self. Are there any other questions?
The last question that occurs to me is that, I mean, everybody here is so interested in the idea of creating their own reality. And maybe everybody understands the law of attraction, how we create a certain resonance that we want to attract into our lives. Can you just enlighten us as to how we can so much create our own reality by being aware of the resonance that we're creating?
You know what? The impediment is most of you don't believe that you can. Most of you don't believe that you're good enough and worthy enough or powerful enough to create your reality. There's the impediment. If you move the fear, doubt, and ignorance of that reality from the picture, all the laws of the universe, laws of giving and receiving, laws of attraction, the balance of masculine and feminine, all the laws of manifestation come into place. The formulas of manifestation and creation are readily available to you, dear one. The channel that we're coming through now has been dictated a poem that actually gives it to you in prose. All of this information is readily available to you. If you will simply accept the truth of who you are and why you're here. Does that help you do it?
Yes, thank you. Anybody have any questions they want to ask? Gabriel, looks like we are complete. Do you have anything you want to say to us before you leave?
Dear ones, as you join your hearts and your hands, your families and your friends and your soul families and your communities, seeking the truth, we ask for this one moment in your calendar year to focus upon the magnificence of who you are, that you chose from various galaxies and solar systems and worlds beyond your comprehension of this time come into this world to be human, some of you for the first time, some of you for thousands of times, to be a part of this divine experiment called Earth, the Loveversity of learning to love, to master the concept and the energy of the creation of love. And the foundation of that is self, which is a reflection of all that there is. And for one fleeting moment, even if you cannot maintain and sustain it throughout your days, see a glimpse, a glimmer of the magnificence of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriel.
I just want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate in the classroom or online at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you. Say good night. Good night.